This is Northwest News from KPLU. A jalopy, a Ford Pinto, the worst in the country. The insults keep coming for Washington State's tax system. A Washington, D.C. think tank says it's the most regressive in the country, and many Democrats and some Republicans say the system set up in the 1930s isn't adequate for the 21st century. KPLU is launching a week-long series examining our tax predicament. We're calling it Where's the Dough? On the Hunt for Washington's Missing Tax Dollars. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross kicks it off by rewinding the clock to see how we got here.
First, a little history quiz.
Did you know that Washington voters once passed an income tax?
They did? I did not know that.
1932.
Really?
Sorry to ambush you on the street, Christy England, but it is surprising. I mean, the income tax has been dead on arrival every time it's come up since 1932. So what was going on back then that made people say, yeah, let's tax income? Well, it all comes down to farmers. And to tell that story, I'm going to go back even further in time. World War I. Farmers were doing great. They were supplying crops to the world.
Wheat for the boys over there. Wheat for the Allies. Wheat for the British.
And that was important for Washington State because we counted on those farmers for tax revenue.
They were the ones who were essentially paying the taxes in a lot of their counties.
That's Phil Roberts, a history professor who wrote a book about the time when Washington voters passed an income tax. See, back then, the state really just had a property tax, and in rural areas, farmers were the ones who owned property.
County governments and state government and school districts all relied on property taxation in order to keep them going.
But then commodity prices plummeted after the war, and farmers were hurting. They looked around and said, why are we the ones shouldering the tax burden? So an association of farmers, the Washington Grange, started pushing for an income tax. Here's how one farmer explained it to Business Week in 1931.
The narrowing margin of net return to agriculture will not permit us to meet the increasing property tax. And the industrialists must help pay for the privilege of living in a state endowed with natural advantages.
The Grange pushed a ballot initiative for a progressive income tax. It exempted a lot of people below a certain income. Also on the ballot was an item to limit property tax increases, and of note, a measure to make booze legal. Surprisingly, the income tax passed by a wider margin than liquor. Roberts says labor pushed for the income tax along with the Grange, and that's why it passed.
Yes, it passed overwhelmingly. It was extremely popular.
If they passed it, why is it not in existence today? That's one question I would ask immediately.
Good question from another person I talked with on the street, Curtis Kovac. It got struck down. The state Supreme Court said it violated the Constitution because it wasn't uniform. Not everyone would pay the same rate. But Professor Roberts says there may have been another reason the court rejected it. People got complicated tax forms in the mail and got spooked, even the justices.
So it freaked people out.
It did. It did. It didn't have that effect.
And then support for an income tax just went poof. Voters had put in that property tax limit, so the state needed other ways to fund schools and other services. So, ta-da, we got a sales tax and the business and occupation tax. That system from the 30s is what we've got today. But there have been other attempts to overhaul it, notably 1969. While Hendrix was jamming, this man had tax reform on the brain.
I'm Daniel J. Evans, former governor of the state of Washington.
Evans served three terms as a Republican governor from 1965 to 1977. Like today, in the late 60s, the state was struggling with school funding.
We didn't have an adequate tax system. The local school districts had to have increasing special levies, and pretty soon that just broke the back of people, and they voted the levies down.
Evans said, let's do a major reform. Reduce a whole bunch of taxes, sales tax, property tax, business and occupation tax, and then put in a flat rate income tax with deductions to make it more progressive. The legislature went for it, Republicans and Democrats.
So it was a huge vote by the legislature recognizing that we had a problem and here was a responsible way to handle it. We put it up for the voters and they voted it down 2.5 to 1.
Evans says it would have been a fairer system, more stable and more productive.
we would not have needed any tax increases whatsoever in the ensuing 40 years, and we would be in pretty darn good shape. You know, I hate to say I told you so, but the people turned it down, and now we're stuck with what we've got.
Meanwhile, all along, lawmakers have been giving special tax breaks to some groups and industries. In fact, there are now about 650 tax breaks in Washington. That means money the state's not collecting. Exemptions on everything from cleaning freshwater fish to processing dried peas to, building airplanes. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.